Thank you. Yeah, j'ai compris. You told a lot of what I was supposed to say. So, j'ai compris. Started in 2000. It's used in many places, many schools, even on place where I didn't even imagine it could be used, like in hospitals to do some re-education or stuff like this. So you can use it in many places. It was originally written in GTK and started the board to Qt Quick in January 2004, and it's still in progress. We will see how we are progressing on that. I see something special about GCompris, it's that there is also a commercial effort behind the project. We will see a little bit how it works, why we do this. But originally, the idea was to give an advantage to the GNU Linux version, because if you do the same software and you provide it for free, as in beer, on Linux and on Windows, then in schools, how do you push the teachers or the administrations to make the effort to use Linux if they can get everything at the same level on Windows? So the idea was to say, if you want to stay on Windows because it's easier for you, it's okay, but for me it's more complex to maintain and package the software for Windows, so you will have to pay for it. And it's working a little bit. It helps to fund the development, it motivates the development, and also it increases the audience, because in some places, just being sold, it opens new door to your software. That's strange, but some people or some places, they like to pay software. And if you don't sell the software, they don't use it. That's strange. So the software started in 2000, so it's getting a little bit old. It started in GTK, and the idea was to bring the software to new devices that people are using, like especially tablets. So last year we decided to rewrite everything and to do it in QML. We reuse only the graphics, the data set, all the activities, the logic of the activities, the algorithm, but of course we don't reuse any code, which was in C and Python, and now we are in C++ and QML and JavaScript. So it's really, there is really nothing common. It's a major effort, and we took a lot of requirements in the loop and say, like saying it can run in landscape or portrait mode, which is quite unusual for games on tablets. It makes the things a little bit more complex to develop, but we wanted to make it take the time to do it well, and it's easier to say, okay, all the screens will be this size, but so doing this is more complex, but in the long run, we expect it to be more a very good feature. The compilation chain is in CMake, so it's easy to develop it. We develop it like a regular Qt application. The architecture of the software, we have a C++ core in which is in SRC core. All the QML activities are a specific have a specific folder. They are zipped in RCC files, which is loaded at runtime by the core. So the design of the software is quite modular and quite easy to extend, because we only distribute, if you look at the bundle, once you create a bundle, you will have a binary, the executable, one RCC per activity, and one RCC per translation. And GCompris will run all of this at runtime. So it's very clean at the distribution level. To create a new activity, if you want to collaborate on this, there is a little script. You run it, you will run CMake, you start GCompris, and you will have just your activity, which is displayed, and you can just start. And all you have to do is to to change some QML files, and they did some QML files, so you have to do QML and JavaScript if you need more more code than the QML can support. That's very easy to create an activity. In our porting, I found out that a typical activity in QML plus JavaScript takes half the size in line of code than what we did in Python in the old version. And we have more features, more fancy graphics, animations, and so on. So the code is really clean, smaller, easier to maintain. So it's very big, a big success. The technology is very good. Status, we ported 100 activities on the 140 of the GTK version. We got 60 contributors. Currently, we have two students working on GComplete, part of KDE Summer of Code. We did a rework of the graphics. Some of you maybe have helped us get some fund and to pay Timothée working on the redesign of GComplete to make something more logic in terms of graphics. So it's a great success also that we've been able to get some funds to have Timothée working more than a month on GComplete to reduce the graphism. So that's very good. Android release in January 2005, so it's really new. So we had in-house content to make an Android version. So that was the first release of GComplete in the wild. We'll see how it works in terms of distribution. 16 languages for the last version at 100% thanks to KDE translation team. We have reused all the content of the old version to avoid duplicating efforts when it was possible. Multi-platform. So what we found doing this, doing GComplete and doing this port, Qt is very, very well in doing multi-platform. We have very few specific code just to handle the distribution, the packaging, where we have to find where are located our RCC files. That's almost all the if-def we have in our code. So it's Qt is really holding its promise. It's doing what it said it does in doing a very, very excellent job in doing a multi-platform environment. What we had to do is some app purchase. We'll see here. There are some specific stuff to do to, but here we are going deeper in the integration of the different mobile platform, and it requires still some work in terms of packaging. It's a lot of work. Even if Qt is very good to do the software, you can really fast get GComplete to run on iOS. But then, when you want to bundle it, to package it, to be able to upload it on the store, it's where the work is, where the most of work is still ahead. So. Of course, we want to have GComplete to run on as many platforms as people are using. But it's quite hard to do because if you don't have the hardware, you are out of luck. Maybe some contributors will package it, but if you really want to keep the effort going and to be like professional, you need to be able to provide the new binary as soon as there is a new release. So it's hard to just count on the community of someone has the hardware at the time, but 6 months later, perhaps the hardware is broken, and you have nobody to make the package anymore. And you left all the users of this platform in the dark, and they cannot use the software anymore. So it's quite complex. If you really want to go professional, you need to have the hardware at some point if you want to support a platform. So going, if you look at Apple, it's quite expensive to buy all the gadget you need to develop and test on Apple platform. So you need to learn and integrate the toolchain. On Apple, you need to use Xcode. Even if Qt did a lot to integrate and to avoid using the specific tools of each platform, at some point you have to use them. And it cannot do everything for you. It does a lot, but not everything. And then there are a lot of work to maintain your product in the App Store. So it's more like a marketing, but well, we are doing everything. So we are doing the marketing, the communities. So it's a lot of work to create product entries in the stores, to maintain them, to have the product being accepted. You have to follow up the remarks of the customers or users of the application. They say, this is not working, I want this, I want this. So you have to make some community around your product to make sure it's available, it's working, and it takes time to do this. And promotion. It's hard to find why GCompre is not number one. I don't know why on the store, on the app, Android store, because it's where we have it for now. I don't know why it's not number one. They are before GCompre on the store. They are applications that are for sure not as good as GCompre, even if we are not perfect, but they are product. Why they are before us, I test the applications. It's just crazy. We should be better, but why are they before us? I don't know. So I found out at some time that, for example, I used in the title of the application, I used the GCompre educational software. But the title of an application on the Android store, I found out it's the main referencing, the main index for the store. So GCompre is not something that people are looking for. Or if they are looking for it, it's in the description and the product will come. But if they are looking for children or educational, or if you don't have it in the title of your application, you will not be proposed. So I removed GCompre from the title of the application. So the application is educational software or educational for children, or I don't know, something like everybody use, because you cannot use just names that people don't know. Where it becomes complex at the hard part of the development. Qt is perfect, but there are bugs, and there are a lot of bugs, and all different on each platform. Of course, they are a little, even if it's perfect at 99.9%, and this 0.1% are very, very annoying, because it may be a reason not to ship your software, or it may be a reason that makes your software crash on some platform. And it's very hard to... you cannot escape this. So for example, on Android, we made some particles, which was very fancy, it works well, but on some devices, it crashes. So we removed the particles for everybody, because we cannot know which devices makes it crash and why. We cannot find it. On Windows, we could not find a suitable audio codec, because we are using Ogg Vorbis. That's a native audio codec, because it's a free software and that's the best for us. But on Apple, you cannot use Ogg Vorbis. On iOS, you cannot use Ogg Vorbis. You have to use AAC. So we had to make to change gcompli to be able to work on AAC or Ogvorbi, so everything is customizable at compilation time, so we can use a codec or another. But on Windows, we still don't know what to use, except MP3, but MP3 you have to pay royalties to distribute an application that includes MP3s. And we are not yet ready to pay for this right. So on Windows we have no sounds for now. On Mac OS X, packaging a Qt apps is broken. When you try to, you can make a package and distribute it out of the store, but when you want to upload it on the store, Apple says your application is not okay because there is a Qt library that has an underscore in it. And say, you're locked. On iOS, we have an SVG rendering that is doubled on Retina display. We have the demo downstairs on the gcompli booth. You can see it. So we did open for this. We did open bugs on Qt bug tracker, but no solution for this. iOS also requires a commercial Qt version to be able to bundle and distribute an application for iOS. This cost €30 per month, but recently the DJI said that this version was not selling very well, so this was kind of indie developer, and it was not worth for them to continue this product line, and they say they will discontinue it, and so developers would have to pay €350 per month to do this, which is for gcompli not possible to pay. It's too much for gcompli, so I paid the €30. So they changed this. They said you have up to last of August. They still accept people to join the program at €30 per month. But you can see it's very complex to get there. We also have contributors who try to go to look at other platforms like Selfish. We looked at the Ubuntu mobile platform. We looked at Jola. On each of these platforms, it's even if Qt is there, even if we, you can really fast have gcompli running on it. If you want to package it and to make a product and to make it clean and to not use the correct version of Qt or something, it's always a little bit complex. And especially when we don't have the hardware, we will have to buy each of this hardware to be able to maintain it. Like I said, it's kind of complex to get there. Commercial approach. I started this in 2003, like I said, at first on Windows. So I sell binaries on proprietary platforms. A demo version is always available with all the contributed activities. So what I'm doing is that if people contribute activities to gcompli, they are in the demo version, so everybody has them. All the activities that I do myself, I make them as they require a fee. But it's very easy to get to access to everything on Windows. There is a code which is thanks that gives access to the full version. For Android, the APK is easy to find on gcompli.net/download. If you just browse the files, you get to the APK. So when I do releases, I do announcement in the community, I give the links so people can, who contribute and who participate in the community, they get the software for free, they can do whatever they want, they can, there is no limitations really. So only people who get it from the stores for Android or from gcomputer.net for Windows or Mac OS X, they are required to pay. So it's very, very interesting. How it works, there are 30 downloads per day on gcompute.net for the Windows version, which is still the GTK version. They are about 2 sales per day and 30 school sales in 2004. In what I require for schools, I sell about something like €50 for a school. So schools are contact me and they say, I want gcompute for all the school. And I make them a quotation and they pay it. And so Android, there is about 100 installations per day. So we are 20,000 so far. But there are 50 deinstallations per day. So 100 is good, 50 is less interesting. What happened is that the Google Store, they count an application as being installed if somebody keeps the application more than 2 days. So if you just download an application from the store and you uninstall it, it will not be counted as an installation. So it means that people are disinstalling gcompute, some people are keeping it. Some people don't like the application, maybe it doesn't work on their platform, maybe it is not what they expected, I don't know. The rating is quite good, 4.35, so there is a rating on 5. There is about 2 sales per day, which is about the same number of sales that what I have on Windows. But on Windows I sell it €9. On Android, I sell it €6, but on Android, Google takes 30%, and there is a VAT of 30% also, or 20%. So on €6, you get €3.05, which is quite less. Some numbers, it's very popular in France, I don't know why.
Because of the name.
Yeah, or perhaps because I'm French and I do a better marketing in French, or French sites or whatever, I don't know. We do everything in English, so it should be as popular in all the countries that is in France, but it's not. Maybe a cultural maybe there are some cultural effects that I put in the software that makes it the software more Frenchy, more. The popularity is growing. In other countries, very popular in Russia, in Brazil, Spain, and Russia. Many countries are, this is growing, so that's quite good to see the software moving on like this. App Store ranking. What doing Google on their store is that they stop the ranking at 500. So if you are less than 500, you don't know what you are. You don't know where you are ranking. So they are looking at by countries. They have stores for each country, and you can see where you are. So it's a lot of work when we started doing everything again in last year. We were looking for about 2 years of work to complete the port. Not sure we will achieve this at the end of the year. Perhaps we will have completed the port, maybe not, but we are getting closer and the project is very dynamic and active. And we are really willing to kill the GTK version and having a, because the GTK version is still maintained. There are new versions of the GTK version on a regular basis. When we have bug reports, I continue to package it and maintain it. So I will have to just kill it and do only the Qt version to be better. What we are looking at, we had something like this in the GTK version, is a teacher console, so that the software can be really used in teacher environment, and especially with tablets, where the teacher have to be able to, let's say we are in a classroom with children, and you have tablets, and it's hard for the teacher to know if the children are doing the exercise or not. And we really have to provide something so that the teacher can just control a little bit what the children are doing on the tablets. We need you. That's community is very important for us, because if we don't have any marketing or marketing team or anything, so if you talk about G-Compris, about in your community, teachers, news site about Linux in your country, that's very, very important for us to give us some visibility, and so that people find G-Compris, test it, find if it's useful for us, for them. What's also important is to have the voices. We really want G-Compris to work in as many languages as possible. There is a lot of effort to support language, even minority languages that are in small group where they want to keep alive a language. G-Compris is a very good tool for them, because that's a quality software, and they can translate it, and they can put the voices on it. So we have everything in place to accept a contribution in terms of translation, of course, but in terms of voices. And this week I made a new website, a new page, to have a summary of all the voices translation, in which country now we can know what's missing, what voices miss is missing for in each country. If you want a MIG, I provide for everybody who want to contribute to voices, I can send you, and I offer the MIG, like a semi-professional MIG, so that you can get the MIG at home and make the voices when you want, and continue to provide updates. And if you want a MIG, I just buy you and I offer the MIG.
How many
MIG? There is no how many. Currently, there is one in England. There is one in France for the German voices, and there is one in Brazil. So I'm done. If you have questions. No, because it's not my computer.
Oh, yeah.
So, questions?
I checked the developer's corner, and I saw that you're still making work on GitHub for the source code? Or is it moving to the Git repository?
No, so, I didn't talk about it, but G-Compris is now part of KDE. This year it has been accepted in ExtraGear, so we are no more in KDE review. So we are in ExtraGear. The official repository is KDE. So if you go on gcompris.net developers and you search for the Git, it will be KDE 1. But we are maintaining a mirror on GitHub, so that some contributors can just fork the project easily and provide pull requests.
Where do you get most contributions, on GitHub or on the KDE Git?
KDE.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. KDE, because, well, mostly people who just make a small contributions, GitHub is fine. But if we want, if this person want to make regular contributions, then they will be integrated by us in the KDE process. But for small, just one-shot contribution, it's just not very interesting to make this person, if she's not interested to participate in the KDE community, it's not worth to make the effort. That's the idea.
So you were one of the first projects to go through the incubator and being weighted against the manifesto and everything until you reach extra gear. You tell us a bit about your experience with that?
It was a pleasant experience. I had nothing bad to say about it. I find it natural and straightforward. I have no problem with this. Got some help every time I needed help. I could find somebody to help me moving forward. So it was just no problem.